K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Robert from Montebello.
Robert from Montebello, you're caller 20.
Nice, thank you so much.
You're on the standby boarding list to see Tame Impala in Paris. That drawing is Monday, and I hope you win.
Thank you so much. I got my fingers crossed.
It is the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? I wanted to remind you that for Lent, I gave up the Red Hot Chili Peppers. So for 40 days, not going to have any Red Hot Chili Peppers on our show. Supposed to give up something important. Right? So that's what we're doing. Also, what's up with Florida? A man tries to get revenge on his ex by destroying her car with a hammer. Not her car. People are dumb on the show today. Got a really inspiring great news coming up that will restore your faith in humanity. We had the 420 catch of the day, new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets to the sold out Gorillaz show. Plus, we will continue to qualify you to see Tame Impala in Paris. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Exciting story.
That is Stained, the world famous K-Rock. That was one of the worst breakfasts with on the Kevin and Bean show. And not to point any fingers, but it was not us. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Another chance for you to qualify to see Tame Impala in Paris coming up at the top of the hour. I'm always happy that there are people who can do jobs that I either can't or don't want to do, like this.
We have breaking news in Newport Beach. A dead whale has washed up on the beach there. Chris Christie is over it. Chris.
Hey there, Giovanna. It's a pretty big one.
That's what she said.
Washed up earlier this afternoon, about a 30-foot humpback whale weighing about 10 tons.
I think your average car weighs about 2 tons. So this is a 10-ton dead whale.
Unfortunately, has washed up dead ashore here right along Newport Beach at 11th Street.
Not a lot of people on the beach because of the rain.
And the beach right on the shoreline there. Marine mammal experts say that they are hoping that the upcoming storm tomorrow at high tide may be enough to wash the carcass back out to sea. Otherwise, they will have to find another way.
Have a good day today at work, honey. What are you going to be doing today? A 10-ton, 30-foot whale. We need to figure out a way to move. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
To remove this whale, but obviously you can see some people out here is taking pictures, causing a spectacle here today in Newport Beach. Reporting live from Air 7, I'm Chris Christie, ABC 7, Eyewitness News.
Come on, high tide.
That's what she...
Nope, that doesn't work there. It is the K-Rock Mile High Club, destination number 6. A chance for you to see this band, Tame Impala, in Paris. Got another chance for you to qualify coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock.
Is the world famous K-Rock.
Hold up. Hold up. Wait a minute. Hold up. Let's not do that. I gave up Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent. So for the next 40 days, we are not going to do that. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Yes. Hi, this is Ted.
Hi, Ted. You're caller 20. Well done.
Oh, God.
Wow. You're on the standby boarding list to see Tame Impala in Paris.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Have you ever been to Paris?
Yes, I have, but when I was a lot younger.
Well, the drawing is Monday morning. Good luck.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, sir. You have a great day, and I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Just when you think everything sucks and the world is falling down. It's time for Kevin's great news.
This great news story comes out of Los Feliz.
A 9-year-old boy with Down syndrome and autism has been left to try and understand why someone would steal his adaptive tricycle.
Most great news stories start with something bad, but then watch what happens afterwards.
The little boy's family is now relying on community donations to try and replace one of his main forms of independence. Eyewitness News reporter Monica De Anda introduces us to Jack.
You got it, bud.
Yeah! Meet 9-year-old Jack.
Cheese!
He loves Disneyland, jamming out to Kiss, and his bike.
When he was jamming out to Kiss, he had a drum set. He was playing drums along with them. Here are Jack's parents.
You see the pride in him when he's on it. He's just kind of like, look at me, you know.
It's an adaptive tricycle made especially for kids with low motor tone and disabilities.
Jack has Down syndrome and autism. His parents say this bike gives him a sense of independence and community, all while keeping him safe.
And then the parents tell us about Jack and his demeanor when he's on his bike.
He waves to everybody. He's part of the community. Yeah. Everyone's like, nice bike. And you can see he's so proud, you know.
But last Monday, they discovered someone had stolen Jack's bike.
Kind of weird, considering there's really only one use for it.
His mom, Marie, posted about the incident on a Los Feliz Facebook page.
I wasn't emotional. I was just, hey, this happened. If you see, like, just keep an eye out, you know.
A local realtor, Ann Ryman, saw the post and made a GoFundMe page with hopes of getting Jack a new bike.
So a realtor named Ann Ryman, who didn't know the family, put up a GoFundMe page for him.
So far, more than 100 people have donated, raising over $8,000.
I checked just before I came on the air. It was over $10,000.
The entire week has been surreal and just so uplifting.
Something like this, like, it just really gives you faith in humanity that you keep seeing anonymous, you know, like, it's really cool that people care.
I love people who give anonymously just because they want to. They don't need any recognition. They just want to help. Your community coming together to solve your problem.
Now, the family is working on ordering a new bike for Jack, and they say it's all thanks to every person that donated.
There are a lot more good people than bad, but they don't get the headlines.
It's a life-changing thing for him to be able to be outside and be with his family.
Just thank you. Thank you to everybody. It's just so heartwarming.
And that's great news. That song came out yesterday. That is U2, American Obituary is the name of it. It was written specifically for Renee Nicole Good. And it contains the line, "The power of the people is so much stronger than the people in power."
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reinders. What's up with Florida?
A Florida man was arrested after deputies said he broke into an SUV in a store parking lot and started smashing it with a hammer. He was in the driver's seat when the police showed up.
Get out of the car. I'll verify that. Get out of the car. Get on the ground right now.
She thinks she can do whatever she wants.
He said she thinks she can do whatever she wants.
All right. Well, I'm going to see if it's your car or not. If it's your car, then by all means.
No, it's not my car. It's her car. But she came and stole it from my house just now.
Just in case you missed it. No, it's not my car. It's her car. But she just came to my house and stole it just now.
She just stole everything from me, man. Like, no big deal.
Secure.
Just by, and I went and looked, and she was going out of the house. I'm like, what? I forgot. I was working on a safe, so I had the safe left open. I'm trying to lock.
Guaranteed, this guy doesn't have a safe.
All right.
Changed the code.
What the?
With my dad.
Guaranteed, this guy doesn't have a dad.
So she just takes it and hauls. She thinks she's going to go with her new man and just take all my.
She thinks she can take her own car and go with another man. Isn't that crazy? So the police found the owner of the car inside the store and brought her out to her car.
So I'll give you a backstory on what happened. He didn't pick you out specifically. You're driving the same car as his ex-girlfriend.
It wasn't his ex-girlfriend's car. Just a random car he was beating up with a hammer.
So he thought it was his ex-girlfriend who tried to rob him last night or whatever he was saying. And then he thought you were his ex-girlfriend's car. I don't know how he mistakes that. And then as I pulled up and took him out, at gunpoint, his ex-girlfriend drove by in a similar car.
He says his ex drove by in a similar car.
What was he saying? That his girlfriend was driving by?
He's pointed at every single white SUV that's passed by.
Oh, he's on drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, he's on drugs.
Does anybody have any drugs? I'm looking to score some drugs.
They have too many in Florida. Hey, Rock, hello.
Oh, God, Kevin's dying over here.
Hello.
Send help.
Who's
that? My name is Ash.
That is the best way to answer a phone. I'm sorry, what's your name?
Ash, A-S-H.
Ash, you're caller 20.
Woo! You're kidding. I'm so excited.
Not kidding. You're on the standby boarding list to see Tame Impala in Paris.
Woo! I've been listening to you guys since I was a child. Thank you so much.
You rule. Thank you. No one has said anything to me yet. About giving up the Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent.
Yeah, that's right.
Zero people.
So how many times today have you skipped?
Only once.
Okay.
Only once.
So you've only had one.
It started the song and I was like, no, giving up the Chili Peppers for Lent. So I'm going to try to keep doing that. So if you hear it,
yeah, and
that's
this
a mistake.
Now it'll be 39 days we have left.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to see how far we can take this.
We have the 420 catch of the day. It's new Foo Fighters. So stick around for that. Megan Holliday is here with three things at four.
K-Rock.
Three things at four.
Number one, a former jail officer in Alabama is facing seven felony extortion charges over taking honey buns from inmates.
What?
Charges he insists are retaliation. Jarvis Moore, who worked at the jail for 24 years, turned himself in and says he's diabetic and doesn't even eat honey buns. While he admits to taking them, he says it was part of an established disciplinary practice where commissary items were removed from inmates who caused problems and they were given to others. He said the honey buns were actually given to another inmate to clean up. There was nothing ever kept in possession. It was used as a tool to stop burning in the jail. Moore and his attorney argue the charges are retaliation tied to a leaked jail video from a separate inmate's death. His attorney said it's 100% retaliatory. They wanted to keep their thumb on him and keep him down, and they came up with these honey bun criminal charges.
What are you in for? Honey buns?
Honey buns? I couldn't get over it. And the amount of times that honey buns was repeated in the article, I just died. Okay, number two. Kentucky's biggest Powerball winner ever, James Farthina, who scored a $167 million jackpot last year, is now facing his second arrest since winning.
Excellent.
Farthing was first arrested in Florida shortly after claiming the prize on charges including battery on a law enforcement officer and resisting arrest. And now he's been arrested again in Kentucky after a woman called 911 claiming people at a residence were armed and she feared for her life, a fear that she later admitted happened while she was hallucinating after taking an unknown gummy that she says Farthing pressured her to eat.
Excellent.
Deputies responded to the scene and found marijuana and a firearm, and Farthing was charged with intimidating a participant in a legal process. Which basically means that the woman said she felt scared to cooperate with police afterwards. So just to recap, arrest number one involved the cops. Arrest number two involved a bad trip, imagined armed threats, and now we're apparently debating on whether, come on, just take the gummy, counts as criminal charges. Okay. Number three, there is a new children's toy out in the world, and its name is Buttface.
I'm sorry. It's a kid's toy?
This is a kid's toy. So it's basically a butt where the head should be. And it's got two eyes, weird alfalfa hair, and a crack down the middle. So I've got the story. Here we go.
He's been cracking everyone up. His name is Buttface, okay. But he's interactive. So, of course, you squeeze his cheeks.
Nope.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
And does a little toot. Yep. So you squeeze apart, pull apart his cheeks, does a little toot.
Yep.
And the longer you hold it, the longer the tooth. Of course. But wait, that's not all.
That's not all.
He does a little twerking dance.
Oh, I like that.
He is everywhere. His name is Chester Cheeks. We are so excited. We are going to wipe the competition clean with Buttface.
And I kind of want one. I want to get liked one. That would be perfect for him, the twerking butt.
I'm just in awe.
Okay, everybody, just please Google butt face toy. Do yourself a favor. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
It's always a good day around K-Rock when Foo Fighters have new music out. This is a brand new song called Your Favorite Toy, which is the name of an 11-track album that's supposed to be released April 24th. Dave Grohl has described Your Favorite Toy as the track that unlocked the tone and energy direction of the new record. This record is not going to be skin and bones. You will see what I'm talking about. It's Your Favorite Toy. It's brand new Foo Fighters. And if you get any of the lyrics, let me know, please. It's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Brand new Foo Fighters on the world famous K-Rock. All right, I got Mirror and Clearer. I got Glasses Clean and Dopamine. And Someone Threw Away Your Favorite Toy for Good. And that song is called Your Favorite Toy. It is the K-Rock 420 catch of the day. Remember when Jacoby came out and sung that with her?
Oh, my God. It was so good.
Yeah, it was so good. It is Kevin and Megan Holliday on K-Rock.
And we've got your next chance to get on the standby boarding list to see Tame Impala in Paris. And that's coming up at 5 on K-Rock.
K-Rock.
Wait. Nope. Nope.
It's happening.
Nope.
It's happening.
I'm giving up the Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent. So that's going to be 40 days. Woo! We're not going to be playing Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And that's over. There it goes.
Sorry. Oh, you know what that song went like. Gorillaz were here in studio with Klein Alley this morning.
And we are going to be hooking you up with your tickets to see them at their sold-out show on Monday at the Palladium. That's coming up during the 5 o'clock phone topic.
We have breaking news in Newport Beach. A dead whale has washed up on the beach there. Chris Christie is over at Chris.
Yeah, that was yesterday. Last night.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, the dead whale is still there. It's Kevin Ryder. It's Megan Holliday. It's K-Rock. We're going to take your phone calls on the worst jobs, but let's continue with this report.
Hey there, Giovanna. It's a pretty big one. Washed up earlier this afternoon, about a 30-foot humpback whale weighing about 10 tons.
Oh, my God.
A regular car is about 2 tons.
Oh.
This is a 10-ton whale.
That's nuts.
30 feet long.
Unfortunately, has washed up dead ashore here right along Newport Beach at 11th Street and the beach right on the shoreline there. Marine mammal experts say that they are hoping that the upcoming storm tomorrow at high tide may be enough to wash the carcass back out to sea. Otherwise, they will have to find another way.
It didn't.
Oh, no.
The high tide did not take the whale back out. It's still there.
So they have to figure out how to move this thing?
In Newport Beach, a 10-ton, 30-foot whale.
How do they even do that?
I can't imagine because it's not like you could use even a forklift or...
You'd have to have like hundreds of forklifts or something.
It's the exact same
But then
time.
It's going to fall apart because it's like rotting already.
Yes, it's not great. That's a terrible job those people have.
Oh, yeah, that is. Mm-hmm.
Oh, have a good day, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. I'm going to have to go deal with this whale.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's awful. So let's take your phone calls on worst jobs.
Love it.
Worst jobs you've ever had at 800-520-1067. We could all think of jobs that we're happy to not have to do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
My worst job was the one that I got fired for playing baseball while chipping cement off the floor in an apartment complex. And there were about 100 apartments and they were identical.
Oh.
And it was really hard and it was really hot. And I was like, this sucks so much.
Yeah. I mean, I've worked in the service industry a lot and we just all know what comes along with that and wonderful people who come in, you know? And so for the best phone call that we got your tickets to go to the sold out Gorillaz show at the Palladium on Monday.
The worst job you've ever had, 800-520-1067 for your calls and or text. We were talking about the 10-ton whale that is on the beach in Newport.
Yes.
And how somebody's job is to clean that up, and we actually have an update. You're there?
Hey, I just saw on the radio, and all I heard is a Newport Beach whale, and I'm there. I was looking at it.
Did you try to push it out to sea?
Oh, yeah. They're cutting it up. They have people from the marine biology, whatever.
Oh, my God.
Did you say they're cutting it up?
Yeah, they're doing it right now. They're taking blood samples.
Man.
Some guy's walking around, showing all the kids.
No. Does it stink?
Yeah, you can smell it. Smell from like a block away. Yeah.
Wow. Thank you for the update. We appreciate it.
Thanks, that is dude.
Hey, Rock. Hello. Who's this?
Stephanie,
you're caller 20.
Woo! No way! Awesome!
You are on the standby boarding list for a trip to Paris to see Tame Impala.
Oh, I can't believe it. That's awesome.
What a terrible job it must be to have to carve up that whale.
Yeah, carving it up and getting it out to where it needs to be. I guess they take it to the ocean.
I would guess so, too. Oh. That's a bad job, and that is our topic at 800-520-1067.
And for the best phone call, we've got your tickets to see Gorillaz at the Palladium on Monday night.
All right, what do you got?
My worst job that I ever had was in high school. I had to do community service, and so the last available job was at an old age home, and I was 15 years old. And I was assigned to clean basically bedpans and sheets. And then on top of it, I had some of the older citizens ask me to clean their dentures as
no.
well. And I was 15 years old at the time.
What is involved when you would clean their dentures?
So there was like a scrub that you would use and this coating that you would have to do. And then it would have to fit in right. And it gives me nightmares to this day. So I, needless to say, I hope my teeth never fall out because...
You're an angel of a human for doing that. Well done.
And I tell my kids to brush every single day. I'm like, do not have your teeth fall out. It's the worst.
K-Rock, hello.
Worst job. My very first job, Jack in the Box. I want to say I had like a week in and somebody walked into the restroom, had like an explosive diarrhea that you could hear from like where I was at.
Oh, no.
And the manager was like, here's a mop, here's a bucket, you could go clean it up.
No.
And I was like, you know what? No, here you go. Here's your mop and your bucket. I walked out.
You quit?
No, thank you.
Well done.
Oh, my God. Yeah, seriously.
K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Worst jobs.
Holy shit. I did crime scene cleanup.
Oh,
no.
Man.
I did.
So tell us, like, the worst and what you had to do.
We got a clean up for a hoarder house that the guy had died in and sat for 30 days and turned into soup.
Oh!
So we were cleaning up body soup with 7-Eleven cups because it leaked under the fridge.
They didn't provide you with your own cups for the body soup? You had to get 7-Eleven cups? Oh.
And... we found a bunch of Polaroids.
A bunch of Polaroids? Oh, God.
So my boss is telling me, hey, look at these Polaroids. And we're kind of cleaning up the kitchen afterwards. And we have our safety vest like half off because it's hot in there. And he hands me a Polaroid and he's laughing super hard. And he goes, pick up that vase. So I picked up this vase and I look at the Polaroid and it's a vase. But it's only half of it. And I can't figure out what I'm looking at. And I'm looking at it, and it was the vase up the dead guy's ass that I was holding with my bare hands. Oh, yeah.
This is unbelievable.
It doesn't get any worse than that.
Oh, my God.
No, it was awful. So they called me ass vase for like a year.
Ass vase?
Ass vase.
You are a miracle.
Yes,
wow.
You are. This is not as fun as I thought it would be.
It's absolutely insane.
We are taking your calls on your worst jobs. Your calls from Texas. Text 800-520-1067. You know what I'm saying. K-Rock, hello. The worst job.
I'm an EMT currently. I have some crazy stories.
I'm afraid to ask for the worst.
Oh, I don't know if you want to hear the worst.
All right, listen. A lot of these calls are involving... So
yeah.
I'm just going to beep when people say that.
Yeah, we got to do it.
Insert your own word there.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
So we had a guy today who, unfortunately, while we were lifting him, exploded all over us.
Oh, no.
That happened today.
That happened today, yes. In the rain.
Oh,
it was
boy.
Raining earlier, yeah.
And were you able to shower immediately?
Yeah, we don't get showers over here, but... hopefully after shift.
Oh, God. I have to shower now just from listening to the story.
Same.
Oh, my God.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, Kevin. I got my worst job for you guys.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. So what I thought was going to be the best job in the world ended up being the worst job on my very first day. I used to, back in 2018, I was a weed packer.
Oh, a weed packer.
Okay.
Yeah, I was weighing stuff. I was packing it. And then not even 2 hours into my first shift, we got swatted by the police.
Oh, snap.
Did you get arrested?
Not so much arrested, but they rushed in, they handcuffed me and a bunch of coworkers, and it turned out that the person who was in charge got fired, and it was all being run by a Russian lady who didn't get the licensing.
It was the Russian mob. It was the Russian mob.
Basically, and I got let go, and I ended up making like $50.
Wow. Oh, no. 2 hours of a job and you're handcuffed.
Yep. It was the worst, best day of my life.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi there. So I think a lot of these stories are going to involve high school feces stories.
Yep.
Ooh.
That doesn't mean that's what we're looking for, by the way.
It's not strictly that. Yeah.
I was an usher at a theater. This is high school, my first job. I was so excited. I thought this was the coolest thing. I grew up on Fast Times at Ridgemont High. So this is like, whoa, I'm going to meet a bunch of people, and, you know, this is going to be cool. Being new, I knew I was going to get the crummiest jobs, and I was down with it. I was like, yeah, you know, I'll clean, and I'm going to do the bathroom and stuff like that.
Right.
I got the one occasion where they said, hey, you got to go in there now. I'm like, oh, okay, here we go. I was mentally prepared for vomit, more or less around the toilet. When I opened up the stall, there were streaks above, like, my height on each of the walls behind the door of just smeared.
The smell
felt like it was something alive. It was just, it just hit you. I try to make sense of it and try to see, like, are there words? Like, does someone have a...
Are there words?
Are there words? Did you write in your own...
Do they need help?
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I'm even thinking, like, did I see someone walk out with, like, their hands? Or, like, did no one notice? Like,
right.
Like, how do you get away with this? It's like a Lizzie Borden murder thing. Where, like, you know, there's no marks. So, I, you know, I go in, and I was like, well, you know, I got my bucket and my sponge and my gloves. And within a few seconds, I start gagging.
All right. Okay.
Oh,
all right.
There was a lot of details.
All right. I think I've heard enough.
Oh, my God.
Agreed?
Yes,
we've heard enough?
Yes, we've heard enough. Yeah, that was good. Whew.
I am exhausted from this topic.
Yeah, this is wild.
Remind me never to bring it up again.
All right, fair enough.
who's ass base?
Yeah, ass base is Heather.
Heather.
That's me.
Congratulations, Heather. You are our crime scene cleaner.
Oh,
are you there? Yes.
I'm here.
Yes. Okay, good.
I think you have one of the most insane jobs in the world because you never know what you're going to get.
It was so awesome.
Really?
Awesome.
You love... I'm so happy there are people like you that think it's awesome.
Yeah.
Because I don't want your job.
No, you don't. It was rancid.
Oh, my God. Did you... Okay, final question. Did you ever have to clean up someone's brains?
Oh, my God. I got a piece of someone's brain in my eye.
Oh!
What?
Yeah, his name was Frank.
Frank! Frank's brain. The old Frank's brain in the eye.
Oh, sure. Happens to everyone at some point.
Oh, yeah. Everybody turns to liquid every once
All
in
right.
a while.
All right. I think
oh,
we're
boy.
Finished
oh,
describing
God.
Things.
Okay.
You're going to go see Gorillaz on Monday night. Congratulations.
Woo!
And let's all stop talking.
Yes!
Note to self, never do worse jobs topics again.
Oh, you're going to go home and shower right now, aren't
yep.
you? Yep.
What
well,
are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to hook people. I'm stuck here still. And at 6 o'clock, I'm going to hook you up to be on the standby boarding list. See Tame Impala in Paris coming up at 6 on K-Rock.